Danny broke up with me on Instagram. So
I said,
excuse me!
She's pro wrestling's queen of mean. But behind the scenes, she's got a heart of gold and a lifetime of experiences. From no-holds-barred tales of her relationships and rivalries to conversations with A-list superstars, the real Vicky Guerrero is ready to talk. Welcome to Excuse Me, the Vicky Guerrero Show.
Excuse me!
Welcome to the Excuse Me podcast, and today we have a spectacular, talented, beautiful, creative businesswoman on our show today. Please welcome Miss Sadie Gibbs. Hi, Sadie. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Afternoon, I guess, because you're in London.
Yeah, it's not morning here yet.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird. I know that when I travel to London, my time schedule is so mixed up that it takes me like 2 days just to get my sleep schedule back in order again.
Is it 9 hours or five?
Five hours.
Yeah, but it makes a massive difference. It does.
It is, especially when you have to travel the flight, which takes like, you know, 8 or 10 hours to get there. It works with your mind and your sleep pattern. So let's fill in our followers of who you are. You have been a busy woman. So you're from London, England, which you currently reside. You have been a gymnast, a professional wrestler. You've been participating in the World Wonder Ring Stardom, Pro Wrestling EVE, which is EVE, the Wrestling League, WrestleGate Pro, and you were also signed with All Elite Wrestling.
Yes.
That's a lot. Yeah. What got you interested in getting into wrestling?
So originally I also did, so after gymnastics, I went on to do pole vaulting in athletics. So, you know, we jump with a big pole and I did that. Not sure what that was. Sorry.
No.
Reggie. Yeah.
What's his name?
Firework just went off or something. And you just can't
get. Aww. Well, we have another superstar on our show.
So yeah, I did that for a period of time after gymnastics. Because I was actually not forced to quit gymnastics. I got a mental block going backwards, which you wouldn't believe with what I do in the ring now. I started just jumping back on my head at around probably 13 in gymnastics on anything going backwards. So I'd be on the beam and I just got a mental block. And for that, I had, you know, hypnotherapy and everything, but it got to the point where I had to go forwards on everything with my moves. Uh-huh. And that limited me. So I went from being elite, you know, and gradually went down. And then in the end, I had to let go and move on. So I started pole vaulting, then went into figure competing for bodybuilding, which I don't know if you know, I did that. So I did figure.
Yeah, I saw some awesome pictures of you online, which your body is incredibly great looking. I mean, you must have had a lot of discipline, and that's a lot of work to make your body transform into for competition.
Yeah, it became, I mean, if you've already got an obsessive personality, it becomes unhealthy, if anything. So for me, it wasn't long-term. I did it for 4 years, but in the end I just reached a point where I was like, okay, this is where I came about wrestling, because there was always a part of me that just wanted to do fighting. And I dabbled in Muay Thai from the age of 10.
I want you on my side. When we were getting a fight on the street, I want you behind me to fight for me.
And then I just ended up looking online, and just by this point, I'd already started MMA training and everything again, but I applied for a WWE tryout. And I'm going to be 100% honest, I didn't really know about the business itself, the wrestling business. And wow, it's a minefield once you get into it. So I had the tryout. That all went really well, got amazing feedback, and I met a lot of incredible wrestlers at that point of time. So people like, you know, Travis Banks. There was many that have recently been signed by the WWE, but I think things have happened as well there. But yeah, and they told me all about the indies. So the advice I got back was, we have to know you want it. And I went away and I researched and I just fell straight into it and just trained nearly 4 or 5 times a week for wrestling, as well as the MMA and CrossFit. And just within 3 years, I was going to Japan and then signed by AEW. So it was all a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. I just feel like I fell on a path that was meant for me.
Sadie, what were the struggles that you faced when you saw this huge industry? You know, you tried out and all of a sudden you're faced with all these different, obstacles in wrestling. What were the things that you were facing mentally and emotionally?
So I'd say mentally and emotionally is a great way of, when you first get into it, it can be a real tricky business as well, which people don't know that you go through the backstage parts of things. So there was a lot of politics, I guess, along the way. I mean, if you come from getting a tryout and you're not a wrestler, that already creates a lot of hostility, and which I wasn't aware of, because, you know, I just applied for something. I thought, wow, that sets me alight, the thought of doing that. Mm-hmm. And then I actually applied for a school. I got an apology 2 years later, and they actually turned me down and said that I couldn't train there, basically. I wasn't allowed to train there. And this was a point where I was thinking, hold on, I've never had this with sports before. When you're willing to pay, you're looking at going to a school, you're asking questions. And I was referred to go there from the tryouts from Progress people at the time. And so then by that point, I was looking for another school. I traveled all the way to Fight Club, which was a 6-hour drive on Friday nights. Just to train. And yeah, so I used to do that until I found a local one, which was the London School of Lucha Libre. And that was where I really started to grow and shine there. But again, along the way, you go through all, as you're probably aware of, the politics side of...
Oh, yes.
but I kept my head above all that. You stay true to yourself, and obviously it can break down emotionally a little bit, but as long as you know why you're doing it and why you're there and how it feels, usually if you've got that kind of resilience and everything, it kind of doesn't get through the first layer of skin, if I'm being...
Absolutely, and that's something that, a lot of people think that because they're at WWE, that it's either you're worthy or not. And that's the emotional game that they put on people. Even on my daughter, Shaw, she was told, you're not a Guerrero until you prove to us you're a Guerrero. You're not worthy to be in the ring until you show us. And when a person has a heart and the soul is hungry for that, mm-hmm. I think that's where people tend to listen to, the people at WWE saying, okay, well, I'm not worthy. When in reality, we are worthy of anything that we want to do, whether it be female or male. If you have the hunger, no one has the right to tell you that you're not worthy. And that's something that's very emotional, especially when people think, oh, WWE is the only voice in the wrestling industry. And it's not, because there's so many other promotions and people
I think wrestling gives you a voice. If anything, it allows you to have that connection, because, and for me, it gave me that sense of grace and freedom, wrestling, and that's what I loved about it when I started, and that's why I actually called myself the Amazing Grace at the start, because I just felt it just gives you that element to be who you are and shine with that, And the biggest challenge I faced was when I got signed, because for me, that was... that questioned my worth. I didn't feel worthy of being signed, which was the scary bit. And that's when you're in the emotional battle, because you've had all this belief in yourself climbing the ladder, and then you get to that point and you're like, oh my God, I'm here. And that's when that's the first time I've ever felt a sense of questioning myself and But I definitely grew in the time I spent with All Elite Wrestling. I've grown, and I'm so happy with the person that I'm becoming. So
yeah, you know, because watching you, you know, when I wasn't signed yet, I was at home watching AEW every time they came out on TV, and I loved your confidence. I loved the energy that you brought, and maybe because when you were called Amazing Grace, being a Christian woman, it made me feel so close to you because I could feel your energy resonate to me watching the show. And your talent is really good. I mean, your wrestling is, I love your wrestling style. And I think the great thing about All Elite too is that they mentor and they build the superstars to help them find that creative and that character development. And I think you blended really well with the roster. You know, if you felt unworthy, you looked like you really belonged. And that's something that I really want to tell you, because I always told myself I want to have her on my show because I just loved who you represented as a woman and the confidence that you brought in front of the camera.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess that's the good thing, because as soon as you walk through those curtains, that's it.
It's on.
You're interested, but to be that, that person that you love being, you know, that confident. Yeah, I felt that when I came out on stage. It wasn't that. Oh, yeah, all that fear went until you're in the ring, and then it starts again.
Yeah, I think that even for me, like during the day when you know you're going to be on TV or wherever they use you, you're thinking over and over what you got to do and what you're going to say. And then as soon as you hit that tunnel, it's like, here we go. Ready or not, let's do it.
Yeah, literally, you have to get out your own way. You've got no choice.
But, so, you know, as far as when you did get signed with All Elite, did you have any concept when you were younger that you wanted to be a wrestler? I mean, I know you said that you found wrestling after you did pole vaulting, but did you watch it at all? Because London is a great territory for wrestling.
When it was at its peak, we all watched it in this house, so my whole family. And that was between, I was about probably 6 to about 9. And then gymnastics, obviously, the hours you train, I was kind of pulled away from any TV really for a period of time because I trained nearly 24 to 30 hours a week.
Oh my gosh.
But no, we was all obsessed as a kid, me and my brother. We had the ring, all the figures. But to say I carried that through until I started wrestling again, no, I kind of lost my way away from that. But when I was a kid, yeah, 100%. I've always had that heart of a, it's bad to say I love fighting. Is that a bad
that's
way?
Cool. That's cool.
but yeah, I guess it's always been a way of channeling emotions for me. And as soon as I found wrestling, I felt I was calmer in personal conflicts out of the ring. That makes sense.
It does help us create a thick skin when we're wrestling.
I think it's just a way of channeling all that passion you've got. And but yeah, as a kid, I was a massive fan, and then I completely found my way back into it and couldn't believe how huge the business actually, huge but small, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a business, but it's very connected and very small.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, who were the women that you watched that motivated you, that saying, you know, that you're kind of your mentors, or a woman, or maybe even a man that you looked at the TV and go, I want to do this. This is who is inspiring me to be a wrestler.
So it was definitely the lucha styles. So it would definitely be Eddie Guerrero. Rey Mysterio. But the girls, Lita was, she was
amazing.
She is amazing, yeah, because she was the first one that was flipping moonsaulting off, and obviously she was in matches with, it was like intergender, wasn't it, with Matt Hardy, and yeah, so they was my biggest, yeah.
I think she was the one that kind of showed women that, hey, we are worthy to be with these guys inside the ring, and I can give a good fight, and I don't have to be, you know, the the blonde hair diva, you know, with the big boobs and, you know, and the skinny bikinis. I mean, she was who she was.
And still extremely feminine. She had that badass attitude, but with like a sense of vulnerability at the same time. She mastered it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, as a character, she was incredible. She was really, really cool. So yeah, she was probably still to this day my biggest inspiration in female wrestling, definitely.
Have you ever met her?
No.
Oh, if you ever come to the States, I'll have to set that up, because I think that'd be so great for her to give you. She has so much advice and knowledge, and I love her so much and I admire her. She's been through a lot. So we'll have to talk about that whenever you come to the States.
Yeah. Let me know. Now, hopefully when the world's back to, I'll be out again, but yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So COVID hit around February, March of this year. Of course, you know, you and some other wrestlers were overseas, and that made it difficult, you know, for you guys to travel in to be, you know, on All Elite Wrestling. I know that this is so difficult, because it's not because you weren't producing as a wrestler that, you know, that they couldn't, you know, have you on All Elite. Your work is so worthy. And I truly believe that when a door closes, that God opens up another one.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. That's why I just try and stay grateful and just think everything that's meant to be is happening. Because I was actually planning on moving out.
I know.
My flights were booked on the 25th. I had cases packed and ready. So I was planning, and then it happened on the 20th, and I just thought maybe I wasn't meant to go at this point of time, you know, because it was within 5 days. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, God, if I'd flown 2 days before, I would have been, it's bizarre. It's gutting, but in the same thing, I don't like to get in one of them negative headspace where I'm dwelling on everything and feeling sorry, you know, sorry for myself, because I'm lucky that these opportunities even came in my life, and I just have to take what I can from it and just keep going, really. And just, yeah.
Well, you know, I encourage my followers and fans to look at your Instagram on social media, because I watch you every day and what you post, and you're such an inspiration and a positive female. And I love your attitude. And I think that a lot of people can learn from your faith in God and how you have been resilient, you know, and not letting the negatives, you know, dictate your day. And we're human, Sadie, you know, we're human. Yeah. We cry, and I cry, I get mad, I get pissed off. But then, you know, as a human being, you know, you have to kind of just slow down and go, okay, God, I'm giving up.
Surrender.
What is it that you want for today? And yeah. Sometimes it's a baby step. Sometimes it's just a, you know, just to take care of you for the day. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything professionally or, you know, anything about the situation. It's just loving yourself. And you show that in your social media. And I see the love that you have for yourself. I commend you on that. I'm so admired by your positivity.
Yeah, I think I've always called it, I always say the universe, but I guess that is another way of saying God. And but I think you get to a point where you're grasping things, and then they get taken away, and then you're like, okay, I surrender. And all of a sudden things start flowing again, and you're back in the flow. You're humbled. And I think you just find, you realize what you've got as well. And you just find a new sense of gratitude again. If anything, it does. It develops your character, the things you lose.
Absolutely. And, you know, just from, you know, when Eddie was in WWE, he got fired like 3 times. And, you know, so what I want to tell you is the storms that Eddie and I went through, when a door closes, another one opens, and magically you just think, wow, there was a reason for this to happen. And I just want to encourage you that there's so many promotions and there's so many promoters out there doing different things, that you're so talented, that I believe with my heart that when things open up and this COVID thing goes away or gets in control, that people are going to be saying, hey, Sadie, here I am. What do you want to do? And I think that there's so much for you left to do in this wrestling industry.
Yeah, I hope so. You just got to stay positive and keep in the right sense of direction. Because at the moment, you know, the wrestling in the indies is completely, you can't put on shows. So it's a matter of just biding out the rest of the year, I think, and just staying focused on yourself. Like you said, self-love, self-care, and just really developing your character. Things that are in your control and just coming back, with a harder head and a stronger character for next year.
Absolutely. And just to let you know that in the locker room, everyone thinks so highly of you. You're loved by a lot of the women. And so I wanted to relay that to you too, that just by me saying, I'm going to have Sadie on my show, they're like, tell her hi, tell her we send her hugs. So you're missed in a lot of ways.
I miss everyone. So I just started to get to know everyone, and it's gutting. I am really gutted. But like I said, try not to think about that and dwell on it.
Well, things always, you know, in this wrestling industry, you know, you never know where you're going to end up again. So I think we're going to cross our paths and we're going to, you know, I'll be able to meet you personally and give you a huge hug. So let's talk about your company. That's quite amazing that you're a businesswoman, which I didn't know until maybe a few months ago, that you have this company that you're a CEO and owner of Undeniable Fitness. Undefinable Fitness. That's just an incredible journey you have, because it's like almost like a backup plan. Like, you know, if you don't have wrestling, you have this company to fall back on. Tell us about this company that you created.
So like I said, my whole passion is driven through emotion, and fitness for me is always somewhere where if I'm angry, if I'm sad, if something's hurting, I used to just go out, run, train all from the age of 12. I used to run home from school in secondary school in my school shoes. I was that obsessed. It's the way for me to channel things, you know. And so I always wanted to put that across to people and motivate them and show that you can deal with struggles in, it's all mental. And I feel fitness is a great way to decompartmentalize it. Is that
yes,
isn't it, if that makes sense? And it just gives you a clear head at the end of it. And you almost, that feeling of when you lay there and you've pushed yourself to that point, I just lay on the floor and it's like you see stars, but it's like a sense of, you get a deep breath in and you're like, oh. So my passion for fitness is just great. I just love everything about how it, you know, it just transitions into everything you do, and it's all a mentality. So when it comes to that, my business that I created, I actually started as Fit Infinity 10 years ago, and it's, I call it my baby, because it's always allowed me to still chase my own dreams, as well as that being a dream of mine as well, building a fitness company and potentially having my own gym one day. And but it's always kind of allowed me that freedom as well, to still look after myself and still, you know, keep my fitness goals and health goals to then put them across to clients. So when it comes to that business, that's grown and developed from Fit Infinity to Gibbs Fitness to now, which it will stay because I finally found out what I kind of put across to my clients. And they've always said, you know, it's not the physical aspect I've gone away with, an aesthetic appearance that I'm happy with. You changed how I walk, how I talk about myself, you know, how I feel. And that's when I sort of came up with the undefinable. Well, I started to feel like I was undefinable, and, you know, any adversity I've been through, it's not defined me. It's only led to better things to come. And I just realized, you know, my clients walking all round shouldered, head down, lacking confidence. It's not the body they come to me to change. It's their mindset. They want to feel better. And that's when the company's just grown, because I don't just work on, I work on how they ended up getting to a position where they actually don't like what they see in the mirror. Because it's not, oh, I've put on weight, you know, it's, I've got to this place through bad self-talk, you know, not appreciating myself, not loving myself. And you don't know what you need to dig their character, what they've been through, you know, what might have caused them to get there. And then they're the habits you want to break, and they're the parts you really want to work on. And then everything else just flows. Because I can give anyone a program, but you know, any trainer can do that, but it doesn't make you a coach. Yeah. So yeah, it's just always been something I love. So even when I was signed, I took it all online, because I just love that giving back, you know, it's my sense of giving back how I've helped myself, because we've all been through mental battles with training, body. And yeah, and if you can give back and help other people that are going through potentially what you went through, it's, yeah.
It sounds like you just invest so much into each individual client that it's not just, oh, I'll take these 10 people and I'll put them through a program. It looks like you just individually take the time to get to know each person. So when you talk to them, you remember what they're going through. And so you're able to really communicate that, hey, I'm a friend. I may be your trainer, but I'm listening to you, and I want to work with you to be better. And that's so important, because you can go to these gyms and they're just, a trainer just thinks, okay, I got you for 30 minutes. Okay, let's get this done. Okay, bye. And doesn't say a word to them, you know? So that's really incredible how much love and heart that you have for your clients. People can find your company on www.sadiegibbs.com. Is that correct?
Currently doing up that site at the moment. But yeah, that's my main site. But yeah, I'm going to be changing that a lot. So.
And it's beautiful already. I mean, and it shows all your programs, which you have, you're quite busy creating all these different programs, and it tells your story about you. How many clients do you have? I mean, how do you handle all these people at one time?
At the moment, I do limit it, because obviously, like I said, I like to have that personal aspect as well. At the moment, I have a combination of online and people that do both. They do online and I see them in person. Well, I see all of them through virtual meetings as well. But and I'd say I've got, at the moment, on the actual platform that I use, 20 clients. So,
wow.
Usually any more than that can get a bit of a handful, depending on what they're doing. So yeah, but I've got big plans for that side of my business as well, and where I want to go with that. So yeah, it's That's hard. Awesome. Yeah.
And if my followers can check out Sadie's Instagram, your workout videos make me tired just watching you. I mean, you have such strength and you're always pushing yourself, and your form is just beautiful. I mean, if people can go check out, you do some crazy stuff on your videos, like these handstands that you walk like forever, and the weight that you're pulling. And it's incredible the shape that you're in. I mean, I admire you for the dedication and discipline that you have to have first before you can bring this to other people.
I'm a massive CrossFit enthusiast, and if anything helped with my wrestling and being an athlete in wrestling, of course, having a gymnast background and everything in my past, the CrossFit, because you just transitions into wrestling, incredible. So if anyone's training to become a wrestler, incorporating CrossFit as well is just, yeah. Just because one minute you're lifting heavy weights and that's what you do in wrestling, you might lift up someone, slam them down. Next minute you're running the ropes. CrossFit's a combination of lifting and cardio, and you use it all in what we call a WOD. So it's a great method of training, but yeah, that's where all my craziness comes from.
Well, it shows, and yeah. I look at you, I'm like, she has to be on my, I mean, if we ever get to work again, I want you in my stable, because if I get my mouth in trouble with someone, I'm just going to say, go Sadie, go take care of him. Now, with your training company, Have you ever thought about designing your own supplements? Because you are an ambassador for Gaspari Nutrition Supplements. Is that correct?
I was with Gaspari because they're mainly with bodybuilders. So I was with them for 2 years, as well as other companies before that, back when I was bodybuilding. But in terms of bringing out my own supplements and everything, that's definitely something I want to transition into. And also, you know, fitness clothing brand, of course it'll be undefinable.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it's definitely my branding now, and where everything will branch off. But that's definitely something I've considered.
That's amazing. And then you also you are also sponsored by Bulletproof gym wear, is that correct?
So is this still on my website?
It is. I searched the heck out of you, Sadie, these past 2 days.
Why I need to update my site. It's all
okay.
I was with Bulletproof. I'm currently with Savage Barbell, which is an American based company, and they're CrossFit based. They're quite big actually on Instagram and everything. But I affiliate with them now. So they kind of send me stuff and then I post and it goes, it's affiliation more so. But it's always good to have brands kind of promote you if they're bigger brands, and that's how your brand becomes recognized.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see, where can people find you on your social media?
So all my social medias are at the Sadie Gibbs. They're all that now because the Twitter you tagged actually got hacked.
I saw that. I'm so sorry about that.
As soon as I got my verified tick a year ago, I got hacked on that one because it was connected to an old email on Hotmail, and I was gutted. But all started back up. So it's the Sadie Gibbs now. It's not a fake account. That one's now verified as well. So.
Well, thank you for letting me know that. So I like to do something really fun with my guest, and we're going to do a speed round. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's where I'm going to give you like 4 or 5 questions and you tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. So that way your fans and my followers can kind of get to know you a little bit more. Okay.
Oh gosh. Okay.
All right. Question one, do you snore?
No.
Not that you hear, right, Sadie? What is your favorite season of the year?
Summer.
What's for dinner tonight?
Rice with fish, probably.
Just rice?
I eat rice a lot.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Is it wrong for a vegan to eat animal crackers?
Yes.
No. You think so?
Do they have animal in them, or are they just called animal crackers?
Well, and here in the States, they're animal crackers. So they have like elephants and chickens and dogs, and they're animal crackers, but they're shaped like an animal. So I like to stump all of my fitness clients because I always think, oh, this is going to make them confused.
Probably not then.
Well, I guess if you're going to be a vegan, eating an animal cracker or a cookie isn't too bad, right?
No. I'm practically a vegan.
Oh, yeah. No. I know. Your diet is just so strict, and I'm so inspired by your videos on your Instagram and your posts. Keep up the good work because you're reaching a lot of people and you're so talented. And I'm wishing you the best in life, and you have a friend in me. So if you get any great news, anything you want to promote, you got my email, contact me. I'd be happy to put it on blast for you so we can promote you and get more word out for the people to follow you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so honored to have you on my show, and I thank you for your time. Enjoy your afternoon while I'm here in the morning time. I still need more coffee, but stay beautiful, stay positive, and I wish you so much love.
Thank you, Vicky. I'll see you soon in person.
Yes. Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of the Excuse Me podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Spreaker, or your favorite podcast platform. Check out our official Facebook page at facebook.com/excusemevicky or follow me on Twitter and Instagram and email us at excusemevicky@outlook.com with questions or comments. Until next time, excuse me!